Satnam, everybody, and Waheguru, and it's so great. The tribe is here. We were just talking about the Kundalini Crazy Tribe, and this is the Shakti Activation Call. And it is 2/24/2015, the year of the goat. I was just looking whether it was like the goat or the sheep. And what I was reading on the internet was saying that it really is a goat, but the Chinese symbol is an animal with horns, so it got interpreted as a sheep. But it's really, they said the people that brought through the knowledge about the different Chinese years were goat herders. They had goats. They didn't have sheep. It's the Han dynasty or something like that, or the Han tribe. And so they said it's really a goat, but it's kind of got misinterpreted as a sheep. So it's the year of the goat, and it's a loving, friendly year, and goats are very steadfast, and they keep climbing that mountain. So we are climbing the mountain this year. And our theme is, and has been on these calls and classes I'm teaching, how to activate, live from, and enjoy your soul personality, the personality of the soul, rather than the ego mind, which is the ongoing direction of the spiritual path, to live from the light of the soul and not the intrigue of the mind, the ego mind. So that's what we're working with, activating the soul personality. So here we are. The year of the goat into Pisces, and what else do we have astrologically? We'll go over a little of that. And I see our masters smiling, and the angels are kind of flying around, flapping their wings, saying when you can experience the light of your soul in your daily earthly life, then it's a way for us to connect with them and them to connect with us. For us, for the angels and all of us to connect. Let me say it that way. So that's what we want. So let's breathe into activating our soul personality right now. And bring the breath up from the earth, Mulabandha, root lock. Project light out your third eye. Okay, there we are. What the angels are telling us and our masters telling us, that our practice of bringing our breath up and projecting light out our third eye, when we project that light from our mind, the angels and the masters can use that light as an interface with our souls, that is the interface, which I hadn't really thought about before, but of course it makes sense. That we need to project enough light so they can actually find us and interface with us. Otherwise, they said we look kind of foggy because of the density of the earth, the pollution, the metal pollution. Sorry, that's what they're saying. There's so many chaotic thoughts, so they have to be able to find us. So they're saying when we project light out from our third eyes, then that's like a message. It's like a beam, a transmission beam, and then they can connect with us. Lock onto us, tractor beam, and help us rise to the expansion of the infinite and enjoy our lives from a higher perspective. So there we are. Okay, that feels good. Okay, good, good, good. You had to get that interface. There we go. Awesome. So we have this alignment. We're climbing the mountain, and we're in Pisces. We're in the 12th house. Oh my, the 12th house, merging back with spirit. So this is the last sign of the zodiac, and we are, what they're telling us is, this is a time to gather up all of our spiritual gifts to be jet-propelled to go to the next level. So when we start again, the zodiac in Aries, it's like the spiral energy, Kundalini, the spiral energy, the Milky Way galaxy, the spiral galaxy. We're spiraling up, so we don't go back to the beginning, but we start in a new place from a new point of view. So what's the next higher level, the next higher octave? So this is the month to, they're saying, gather up all of our spiritual gifts and to be in the frequency of what we've gained. And it's a lot about acknowledging ourselves for all the work that we do and not thinking that we're just grinding it out over and over, which is sometimes I honestly do feel sort of a mortal and pestle kind of thing, just grinding. Okay, so they're saying, our master is saying, when you live from the projection of the light of your soul, the projection of your soul's personality, you're allowed to rise in the spiral galaxy, rise in love, and also be able to, he's saying, there is a way to calibrate rising in light. And you calibrate by rising in light by actually allowing your mind to work with you and your intuition and your mind to work together. So the intuition is what helps us calibrate where we are, what we need to do, what our next outreach is, what our next inreach is, how well we're talking to ourselves, how lovingly we're talking to ourselves, and what our outreach is, how far our light reaches out onto the planet. Okay, good. Thank you, sir. It's kind of winking. So we have Venus-Mars conjunction. And so when we move into Aries, we're going to move into our next frequency up of what's our next level. And the next level is to connect with the higher frequencies, the higher octaves of love, the higher octaves of the spiritual plane, the higher octaves of the etheric field, the higher octaves of what actually holds the universe together. And monks have been interviewed and ask the question, you know, what keeps this whole world together? What keeps it all spinning? When you see the image of the Buddhist monks spinning those prayer wheels, and people just see them spinning their prayer wheels, so the question has been asked, what are you spinning? What are you doing? What happens when you spin prayer wheels? Why is that important? And the response was, what's happening is, we are keeping the wheel of compassion in motion. We're connecting our inner compassion with the field of compassion. And what holds the cosmos together is compassion. So we're moving into the higher octaves of love, into spinning the wheel of compassion. And as we generate more and more of the higher frequency of love, the compassion, then we're putting that into the field and uplifting ourselves and uplifting others. So just go ahead and breathe into that. So that's the Venus-Mars conjunction, moving forward with compassion, Venus-Mars conjunction. Beautiful, beautiful. And we have Saturn Saturn square Neptune, 90-degree angle. So Saturn is what grounds us into the Earth and feel like it's grinding us down too. I guess it's grinding down the ego. So again, it's Neptune, Pisces, 12th house, dreams, higher dreams. What are our dreams for compassion for ourselves and compassion for the whole planet? So this is what's some of the main aspects that are happening right now. Also the Sun square Saturn. So we're illuminating what needs to happen, what needs to be manifested, put in place. So we were just talking about the GoFundMe. Maybe some funding needs to be put in place for our projects. And we were also talking about retreats, like a retreat in Tulum. So maybe finding out retreat centers or do a GoFundMe for setting up a retreat in Tulum, get the basic census covered so that everybody that wants to come can be there. So that would be Sun square Saturn. So there's some of the main astrological configurations that are affecting us at this time. Good, good, good. So keep breathing into that. Doing great. So, continuing with our theme of soul personality activation. So what happens? What happens that we get out of alignment with our soul and our mind takes over? What happens? So we come into the planet, pure light, and then what happens? We're not given just one mind, we're given many minds, and the mind directs everything that we do. We need to use our minds to create order, to organize what we're doing, to project our thoughts, to live our dreams. But the breakdown is, we don't have just one mind, we have many minds. And each part of the mind has its own power and its own positivity, as well as the way it works in its own ways that it creates intrigue. So what happens? So the soul wants to know, what can the mind do for me? And then we have to find out what happens once we're on Earth. We're subject to gravity and time and space and constant tests. But here's the good news when we talk about soul personality activation. The mind has the capacity to act beyond time and space. Yogi Bhajan Samadhi said, yes, yes. And he said, and that's what you guys forget. You get so worried about what you're going to do when and what you're going to wear where and how you're going to look and all these things. And he's saying, you need to direct the mind towards the soul. Direct the mind towards infinity. So what's the bigger picture? Why are you going to that event? Why do you have that goal? What's the ongoing, the infinite expression or expansion? What are you doing that will be carry your frequency out into infinity? So he's saying, don't just think about the linear goal and a goal as an end result, but think about what's going to take things, spiral things out and out and out, spiral things out to the stars, and with the mind, move into the vastness, be free from the limitations, from the hypnosis of thinking that we're bound by time and space, and move into the focus of focusing the mind with that which takes us beyond all these earthly tests, all these thoughts and feelings and fantasies that create all kinds of reactions and projections, and the mind's just always twisting and turning around and changing perspectives with each sensation. So remembering that when we have our personality stabilized with our focus at our third eye, the reason that's the only point of stability with the mind is that each sensation or each element in the chakras causes sensation. So if we're focused in the first chakra, we have earth, move up second, water, fire, air, ether. And it's only in the focal point of the third eye that there are no elements. There's no fluctuation. So each emotion, each sensation causes a fluctuation, which is fine. They're all like waves. So to manage the waves, we chant mantras. But to stabilize the soul personality, we focus our intention, we focus our breath, we stay focused on the light of our third eye, and that light is what brings the intuition through, which brings the information from the masters and the angels. So without that direction, the mind just flip-flops all over the place, all over the earth, and takes us constantly to unknown places. So here we go. The mind requires our direction. And where do we direct it? We direct it up through the third eye. The mind requires our direction. And we have to move into that direction with everything we do. So to move from negative, positive, neutral mind, each aspect of the mind is 3 seconds. So we need at least 9 seconds if we're projecting something or thinking about doing something or thinking about something we want to do, to connect whatever it is that we're imagining with the light of the third eye, to get that feeling of intuition in our bodies, the feeling of light in our bodies. And right now, our guides and angels are flooding us with that feeling of infinite light, and that comes into every cell. So we can breathe up, feel that 9-second projection. And then exhale the light back into our body so we can feel in harmony with moving in connection with the infinite in the finite physical body. So the mind is constantly in motion. And the mind basically has no fundamental reality of its own. So when we listen to our minds, we could go anywhere. And the mind could tell us anything. Oh, we listen to this, we listen to that, we listen to what somebody told us, we listen to the news, whatever it is, I better do this, I better do that. But the mind will just constantly take us to endless random places, and random is the word. So it's really important that we connect the mind with the light of intuition, and we take that 9 seconds before we do something that's going to take us off course, basically. So who we are, the soul, the existence of the soul, the personality of the soul, is not bound by linear 3D time and space. So we can have a choice of what our projection is. So the mind and the body are in time and space, but we can use the mind and we can use the body from the reference point of that which is not bound down or tied down. So we can become unlimited in our awareness, unlimited in our vastness, and unlimited in our life while we're on the earth, and unlimited in our existence for forevermore, for our infinite soul just keeps creating. So we want to create with the light of the divine so we can experience our divinity with each breath. So we, again, to experience our divinity with each breath, we breathe up, project light out the third eye, feel the divine light, and then on the exhale, bring the divine light back into the body, down through our feet and legs, to the earth, and back up. That's using the mind at the frequency of the soul. Enjoying the mind, calibrating the mind with the frequency of the soul. So feel that. And know that the mind has its swings, its polarities, its different parts. And that's fine. Just watch it. Don't allow the mind to confront you or challenge you or take you over, take your soul over. We don't want any soul takeovers of the mind. We want the soul to be activated with the mind, with the personality of the soul, not to be taken over by worry, concern, anxiety. We want to train the mind from the point of view of the infinite and know that the mind is a tool. The mind is here to service. So just breathe into that and have that feeling with the light of intuition in the body that you're creating a partnership with the mind. Partnership with your mind. When you master your mind, you'll become master-minded. And that moves you into soul happiness. That's the only permanent happiness with all the changes on the planet. You want to move into soul happiness. And know that the purpose of meditation is just to observe what the mind's doing and get a distance between what the mind's doing and what your soul is doing. So you want to watch the direction of the soul in relationship to what the mind is actually doing or trying to play out, and then calibrate those in meditation. So we get the calibration, the connection between what the soul is doing, the soul wants us to do, what the direction is, the destiny is, the gifts are, and line up and watch what the mind's actually doing or want you to do. And then you can just create space so that you can direct your activities or your actions for that day or for that time period. And catch what the mind, the habits of the mind, might otherwise have you doing. So you want to catch it in the morning when you meditate and train the mind to calibrate with the soul right then. And then add your mantras, whatever you need, Satanama or Waheguru. And then we talk to ourselves. We want to allow that we talk to our minds from our soul. So the chant we'll be doing today is the chant Wahe Guru Blissful. So breathe into that, breathe into that. And Guru Amar Das says, Monsieur Guru Granth Sahib, ever abide with your God, O my mind. He shall make you forget all sufferings. He shall own you and shall arrange all your affairs. Says Nanak, O my mind, ever abide with your God. So that just means we want to connect the mind with the light of the infinite, with that field of compassion that holds the world and the universe together. Beautiful. Okay, so here we go. Hara Hara Wahe Guru Blissful. So Hara Hara, chant we've been working with. Pull that in, slight at the navel to feel the power in your body. And then the Wahe Guru, third eye, give it away. And how you talk to your mind is important. Letting your mind know that you're blissful. You're a blissful soul. Just moving through time and space, but not bound by time and space. Okay, here we go. Thank you.